League's Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning League's Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting three matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the Crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and León starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. League's Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.
This is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Powered by Infuse Energy. Infuse energy into your life. Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
Hey, hour number two of The Big Show. Nick, Barry, Joel, Usual Suspects on an FAF Friday. Our comedian Alan Adams has already, we've already played one clip. Barry gave you a little bit of the backstory if you want to catch it on Podcast Arena or check it out off of the ESPN975.com website and check back in some of the podcasts. You can get some of the backstory on him. We'll have another clip coming up at 2:15.
Somebody, well, we were talking earlier about getting pulled over.
Yeah.
And somebody texted and said, my mom got pulled over for speeding. When the cop asked her why, she said it was because she was about to pee her pants. And he responded, oh, that sucks. I'll write faster. Oh, man. But I guess you probably would hear that a lot as a cop. Like, oh, just I got to pee so bad. About to boo-boo in my seat. Please let me go. And then you're like, well, I'm sorry.
Cops can get away with being a-holes. That's just the way it is.
And they're going to get away with, if you're a pretty girl, they're going to give you a warning more times than
not. I've got some pretty dirty stories regarding that.
I will say that my last two times getting pulled over, I got warnings. So guess who's a pretty?
You're a pretty girl.
Way to go, pretty girl.
Guess who's pretty? It's F Yeah Friday, right? I'm about to have my exit interview at 2 p.m., have a week off, and I start a new job with a 15% pay bump the following week. It's a F Yeah Friday for me, for sure. Good. Congrats to you, whoever that was.
Yes.
Go get them in your exit interview.
Hey,
tell them to kiss your ass.
And guns blazing on the way out.
Yeah.
If there's anybody or anything that
ticks
you off.
Not in today's society. Don't say it like that.
I didn't mean literally. One other fun tidbit on the way out on the Rockets story is Akeem Olajuwon could not get the championship ring that everybody else got. Because of his religion, he could not
bacon on it?
He could not have gold.
Oh, really?
So, but
I didn't know that.
In certain ways, Mr. Alexander was very, very smart to take care of his best player.
Of course.
They did a platinum one for Dream.
There you go.
So Dream had platinums of his rings.
That's really cool. Yeah. By the way, several people correcting me. You can get the Rockets on Xfinity. I wasn't aware of that, but apparently that's been cleared up. So you can get it on AT&T, Xfinity, and DirecTV. You can't get it on Dish, which it seems like is what most of the, for at least the ones I go to, most of the sports bars have that. And I'm like, why don't you have DirecTV? Isn't that where the NFL package is?
Yeah, the commercial accounts, normally you have to have DirecTV just so you can get all the different packages. And NFL Network, I mean, the NFL Sunday Ticket is only available on DirecTV.
Yeah.
But DirecTV bought AT&T.
Oh, that was the other way around.
AT&T or one of the other. Yeah. One of the they're all under the same umbrella now.
So it's on their boat. Yeah.
So they're working on that because the two big providers in Houston are Comcast Cable and DirecTV.
Right.
But the biggest problem was, especially when CSN was around, was there were so many little cable companies, depending on what area of the city you lived in, that it wasn't like if you get four different cable companies in the city, you got everybody. There were like 16.
Yeah, there were.
And it was so hard for them to get like some of the random cable companies in the city, and no one wanted to bump up the rates a couple bucks because they were like, well, put it on the basic package, but just charge everybody an extra couple bucks a month. And they're like, we can't do that. And it's so competitive between cable and satellite. We can't bump it up a couple bucks and be competitive. So that's why, what was it? I think 40% of the city of Houston never could see CSN Houston, which was great programming, all local and talk shows. And you would have been on TV all the time.
Oh, really?
Every afternoon, they had a live hour from like 5 to 6, I think it was, all on the local sports and what was going on. And they always had talk show hosts and people in the different teams as live guests throughout that hour. Kevin Eschenfelter used to host it, and everybody used to watch it. We used to always have to go on, and we obviously had to dress up for TV and everything like that. We're kind of like, but is anybody going to see us? I mean, it's right? fun and all, but is anybody going to see
is
us?
Is anybody watching this?
So, yeah.
OU Mike said, I bought the ring from Tammy to help pay for her boob job. So there's that. I cut the cord years ago, got tired of illegal streams, finally coughed up the $17.99 and bought the Rockets only league pass. I didn't know there was a team only league pass for the NBA.
I felt like they blacked out a lot of the games when I subscribed to it, but that was like 2 years ago.
But so that was the regular league pass. Apparently you could pay $17.99 to get the Rockets only one and get all the games.
Home and visiting.
But here's the deal on that. You can do it if, say, we're here and say, Nick, you want to watch Laker games, all right, or a different team, regardless of where it is. Then you can get all the games. If you're a Houstonian and you want to get all the games via that, you're going to get, you have to get Root Sports because they will black out because the way they do it is that package is designed for people in other areas of the country, not in the home city of the team you want to follow, so that you watch the local broadcast and those commercials because they're thinking from a team perspective, they're like, we're not going to get screwed like that. We've got sponsors that want the TV exposure, and if they're not going to get our feed, they're going to get the road team feed and they live in Houston, then when we get the next deal to get a new TV provider or cable company and we're trying to make a deal, it hurts us. Mm. So that's why the league put it in to say, if you are in Houston and you want the Houston Rockets package, you better be able to get Root Sports.
I don't know. They better get it all figured out because if they're down 20%, they need all the help they can get. That's for sure.
That to me is just bad because I would expect when I understand when they're losing, but when they're winning like this at again, the highest rate for a regular season Rockets team, you would think the ratings are higher.
Yeah.
That's too bad.
I guess not. Did you guys watch the – because, of course, I didn't watch anything last night, but I saw this clip of LeBron going behind mm-hmm. the back, splitting defenders, and actually going between the – I don't know who it was setting the pick.
It was Tristan Thompson.
Went between his legs, and yeah. That's like blowing – I didn't get to see that. Did you guys happen to watch it?
I watched it live. And when I watched it live, I was waiting for the replay. I'm like, how the hell did he get that ball through there? And I thought he went behind his back, but through his legs, like splitting
through
the butt cheeks.
Yeah,
coming back through because there was a guy on either side. When I saw the replay, I was like, first of all, he did not plan to do that.
I was going to say, that was my question to both of you. Do you think he meant that? There's no way he could do that on purpose. No way.
You see it, Nick?
I saw it. I don't know. I felt like it looked intentional to me. I mean, where else was he going to go? He saw an opening.
No, he intended to split the two with the round-the-back dribble, but he didn't intend for it to go under and through Tristan Thompson's legs
no,
in the process.
I don't think so. I don't think so.
So they asked him after the game.
And what did he say?
And he's like, I didn't know what anybody was talking about. I was like, of course I meant to do that. And then he's got one of his guys that works for the NBA, brought him a little mini camera and showed him the replay. And he's like, yeah, that wasn't part of the deal. He goes, but now that I've seen it, it's one of the top 10 moves I've ever made in my life. Because it just turned out that way, and especially so close to Harden's move in L.A. the other night. Everybody was buzzing. It was all over the internet. But the fact of the matter was, even he said, yeah, I planned to go around my back and kind of between the two defenders. I didn't plan it to go through Thompson's leg.
Which one was better, Harden's or LeBron's?
I feel like Harden. Maybe I'm a homer saying it, but I feel like Harden only because I feel like that's more difficult to do. It's harder to get someone to fall on a cross.
Okay, so I wasn't here yesterday, so we didn't get to talk about Harden's ankle snapping.
Right. Yeah.
Do you feel like he pushed off?
I said
was this disgust?
I said I would be the bad.
I'm sure it was disgust.
I said it yesterday.
He pushed off.
And I've said, and Nick even actually agreed with me. He's probably made 25 better moves this year, but if the defender doesn't blow a tire and roll his foot over too, but I had a passionate argument going with people out at the golf tournament about the fact that he pushed off.
I mean, LeBron's might have been harder because after he did make the play, I wasn't sure that shot was going to go in after he got fouled.
Right.
So that might have made it tougher, but I mean, it's close either way.
Because I think both of them are better because they finished. Because if LeBron, like you said, if LeBron misses that or if Harden misses that, then I don't think it gets the run or the pub that
it
does.
But Nick and I were talking about it. I think Nick brought it up, but it's an absolute fact. It wasn't the move itself from Harden because, like we said, he's made better cross-ups and dribble moves. It was the fact that once the defender fell down, he stared him down. I mean, he had enough time to tie his shoes to chew bubble gum, and someone said that he actually shook his head at him, Wesley Johnson, and then let it. And the fact that he, of course, still had to make the shot.
He dropped his hands. He literally just dropped his hands to his side,
shook his head.
Oh, poor baby. And then had to raise up and shoot.
Because to the point made about LeBron, he took contact after that, was fouled at the rim, and still finished, which made that play great. But again, James did what he did. He was going to do it anyway. It was never a fluke play. LeBron's was a fluke play because it shouldn't have gone through Tristan Thompson's legs.
Yup.
Should have hit him in the shin. And my other question, which I had for you for not being here yesterday, was the difference we were talking about when you watch ESPN versus the Rockets telecast.
Uh-huh.
I thought Craig's call was fantastic. The one thing that I'll give you is he repeated it three times, clean up on aisle three, man down, clean up on aisle three. But I thought it
so
was...
So you're not supposed to do that?
No, you can, but if you repeat it, it's kind of like...
Takes away the...
The first time you do it, if it's just in the conversational way of getting excited, everybody's like, God, spur of the moment, great call. But when you repeat it, you're like kind of going, in case you missed that, I need you to know how creative
it's kind of like
was.
Repeating a joke.
Yeah.
Okay.
Right. But if you look at the ESPN, or you listen to the ESPN call, it was the complete opposite. It was drier than a popcorn fart, and they were like, oh, Harden crossed up Wesley. And it was like so middle of the road.
So I didn't get to hear Craig's version of it. So when he went down, he yelled, clean up on all three?
Yeah.
Let me see if
that
I
is
can
great.
Find it, it was pretty good.
Yeah, if I did it at the break, I'd love to hear it. And then we can play it online or not, but that sounds like it would be a great call.
Clean up on
wow.
Yeah, Fred and AJ were not a fan of it.
Really?
Yeah, and I was surprised by that.
I think that's a great call. I want to hear it. But
I think part of it, even Raheel, who's a huge fan, said if he had only said it once, I'd have been cool. But
yeah,
three times
that...
is overkill.
So he said it for each replay? Every time it happened on the replay, he would
live,
say
live, he did the call and then kept repeating it while the play was still going on. And that's where I think that's enough.
I would have been okay with two.
Great line.
I agree.
Two. I think one wasn't enough. I think two would have been
two. When you add the fact, man down, two
exactly.
Somebody get help
to space it.
You've added space,
Mama.
And you've added a little something to the second.
Yes,
one.
Hand down, man down, Mama. There goes that man. See, that's the kind of stuff that makes me not want to listen to the
Thanks,
national
Mark
broadcast.
Jackson. Yeah. All right, so we'll continue to roll on. If you want to join the show, the HR&P listener line is open now, 713-780-3776. You can call or text that number, or you can reach us on Twitter, where it's at the producer Nick, at Pac-Man Joel with a K, and at Barry is funny. We'll be back with much more. Usual Suspects, ESPN 97.5.
Call into the HR&P listener line, dial 713-780-ESPN. Looking to outsource your company's HR and payroll? Get the top initiative and smart solutions with HRP.net. Relief.com. This is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Powered by Infuse Energy. Infuse energy into your life. Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
I don't know. I think the hardest thing about having a kid, though, is when you got to pack them a lunch for school, but you haven't gone grocery shopping in 2 weeks. So you have to like stop at a gas station on the way to school, call an audible, scrounge him something up. Like today for lunch, my son had a bag of pork rinds and a scratch-off ticket. So. His teacher's like, I think he needs some kind of fruit. I was like, he scratched off three cherries. Like, you know that's fruit, right? Are you even certified? Like,
good stuff. Our comedian of the day, if you're just tuning in, is Alan Adams. Barry gave you a little backstory. You can catch it on the podcast. But we'll have one more clip from him at 3:15, but some funny stuff. Does he have local ties at all, or just...
Yeah, he's from here.
Okay.
Yeah, he's from here. He lives here, does comedy here. He's on Twitter at Fake Alan Adams, if you want to follow him. I don't know if he tweets a lot, to be honest with you, but he's, you know... I tell you, man, if you get a chance to catch him live, he's a good watch. He's one of my favorite local guys.
Is Andy on Twitter?
Andy is on Twitter. By the way, I'm excited. There's some big news coming soon for Andy. He might have caught his break.
Oh, great.
After 40 years. He's going to be an overnight success, 40 years in the making. So,
let's hope so.
Yeah, Alan is on Twitter, Andy's on Twitter, but a lot of guys just don't use it. I don't know why. I mean, I would still be using it, but not as much as I do now because I like to interact with the listeners. So, you know, they'll like somebody was asking, oh, well, when are you going to Beaumont? What are you doing? But these guys, I don't think use it that much for that. I'll tweet jokes out too.
It's a free marketing tool, though.
Well, and I'll do it. I'll tweet jokes out that you might end up seeing make it into my act. My Pink Panther joke won't. That was so stupid. But a lot of them, like I tweeted one yesterday, the other day about cars. I think I said something to the effect of is buying a car, or when you get older, your taste in cars is very similar to your taste in women. You don't care what the exterior looks like as long as it rides good and it's quiet. And so I tried it last night, and it went well. So that'll probably stay in the act. So we'll see.
Well, at least you got Twitter as a good gauge, although I'm sure it upsets you when you don't get enough reaction on your jokes.
No, I mean, even stuff that doesn't get a reaction, I still try on stage a lot of times. Okay. Because you have to, because it's a different audience. It's a different audience.
Reading and saying it.
Because I could do a joke and with a facial expression, that's where the laugh might be. Not in the words, but in the act out. So, yeah. It's all a gauge.
Okay. So we were talking about a lot of different.
The call, though, do we have that?
Yeah, we got
that. Oh,
yeah,
there you go.
Of Craig Ackerman's call.
Because
I didn't get to hear it, so I wanted to hear it.
Hard one-on-one here. Yeah, James doubling up the Clippers. Clean up on aisle three. Clean up on aisle three. Someone call someone because there's a clean up on aisle three as a man is down.
I thought you said this arena wasn't buzzing. It's buzzing now.
See, I loved it.
I did too. I don't even have a problem with the three times because you know what? Number one, and I hate to keep talking about comedy because I know this isn't a show, but in comedy, there's this thing called rules of three. And if for some reason, when you do like a joke, right, you give two good examples and then the absurd one, which is the laugh. And sometimes, and the reason you do that is because it sounds natural. Because for some reason, when we hear things, we like them grouped together in groups of three. I don't know why that is.
Yeah.
But the human ear likes to hear groups of three.
Like, I'm nitpicking. I don't mind the third one. I'm just saying maybe we could have done without. And I respect the fact that Bull didn't talk over him. He just talked at the end.
That's a huge one. He didn't ruin his call. That's true. But I think the fact that he built it up. So, and by the time he got, so the first one, he said it. And it was good. But then the second one was a little bit louder with a little more authority. And then he added something, and then he did the third one really loud.
So
I think it worked.
He did what Nick and I was saying.
It was a crescendo,
but he did it on
right?
the first one, and then and added to it on the third one. But the second one, because he still was, I loved every bit of it.
I
was
it.
Shocked hearing that the guys didn't like it on the Blitz. And then when they played the ESPN one, like as a local broadcast, that's exactly what you want, is what Craig gave you. But to your other point is, that is kind of like, I guess in comedy, you would say that's your big break. You know?
Oh, really? Yeah.
For announcers, that's when, like I've told you guys, during the playoffs, the Clippers year, when the game they came back against the Clippers, and I said, "Hey, Hollywood, how you like them apples?" When they came back, and that was all over the place. That's a big deal. So there's always nonverbals too, but for a play-by-play guy, that's your home run. Like Craig, when he first came on the scene, loved Von Wafer for some ridiculous reason. I don't know why. But the Rockets had a big win against the Big Three in Boston. In Boston one year, and to finish the game out and clinch it, Von Wafer hit a three, and Craig's call was, he's not a cookie, he's not a cracker, that's Von Wafer, and he just beat the Celtics.
Uh-huh.
And that was, and we were like, that's your welcome to the NBA moment, because that was on SportsCenter, and that was all over the place, and that's what those guys crave. Some guys script them, like when you're going to be a champion.
Yeah.
They're ready to script your Western Conference champions. The last, before the buzzer goes off, there's guys that script them, and there's guys that prefer to just go see to their pants.
Okay. I think I would have some ready to go, and then I would try to just be off the cuff. But either way, that's good. I like the call, so.
Good.
That's cool. Now, what the hell is this soup thing? Because I have no idea what the hell happened.
I was saying in the break, and Nick, I don't know if you're aware
totally
of it too,
everything.
But in the game last night, J.R. Smith was suspended for the Cavaliers. Okay, they said conduct detrimental to the team. Now the news has come out from our boy Windy, Brian Windhorst and Dave McMenamin and the guys that are just
I love these,
charged with setting up in LeBron camp.
Whenever you say Windy, I just picture Wendy's because I think it kind of fits hamburgers and anyway.
It fits Windy. But at the same time, they said that the conduct, which was detrimental, was after shoot around yesterday. Damon Jones from Galveston Ball High School in the University of Houston, former player in the NBA, is like an assistant to some degree, sits behind the Cavaliers bench. And after shoot around, J.R. Smith threw soup at Damon Jones. Now it's a huge deal.
Like aggressively or like, get out of here?
Well, obviously it was aggressive.
Like, get out of here, soup.
Well,
like,
we don't know if it was a bowl, if it was a mug. We don't know if it was hot, if it was cold, if it was a can.
If it was hot, man, that's not cool.
And everybody's questioning that. And then at the same time going, well, what kind of soup would have been more devastating than the other kind of soup? And then they're doing top tens of soup and everybody's talking about what soup. Who cares? But I would think that in order to get suspended, it had to be intentional and you're probably ticked off about something.
Now, was it the bowl? Was the bowl included? What
See,
about the spoon?
We don't know.
So, was like, his so many
Tim Legler on ESPN this morning is going, well, you know, chicken noodle can get frothy, and the froth can have a little more heat to it.
He was joking, right? Please tell me he was joking.
You would hope so, but I don't know. Everybody was talking.
I'm sure he had to have
like
been.
Tomato versus something that had like noodles in it. I don't care. I really don't, but it was a big deal.
Oh, that's goodness gracious.
One game suspension, is that fair? Because I tend to think no. It's the regular season.
Hey, first of all, it's J.R. Smith. So you got to believe it's probably there's other things on track record
there, I actually expected
too.
It to be one game suspension. I just don't think it's fair. That's just my personal opinion because it goes to show that, like, the comparison I made on the other show is that, you know, the Alabama lineman who got, I guess, kicked off the team because he went at one of the assistant coaches during the national championship, and now he's enrolled into Tennessee State.
Right.
But if he was a paid player, because, you know, you can't own your own image, that's what I linked it to, college players getting paid. If he was a paid player, paid college player, do you think he'd get kicked off the team? No, because he'd be on the hook for so much money. And that's the kind of example that I made with J.R. Smith, because he's a player and he gets paid. They only gave him a one-game suspension. You can't treat people like that. You said, can't throw things
here's
at
the difference.
People.
You said it should be, yeah, I'm with you on that.
Here's the bigger you difference.
Said, like Girl Scout cookies, Joel
Yeah,
Blank.
You can't throw Girl Scout cookies. Why wasn't Joel suspended?
That's what I'm saying.
It didn't hit you, and it wasn't thrown at you. It hit the credenza, we call it.
You threw cookies at me. I blocked them with my hand to save my face from the impending damage and
which
doom.
Would have been drastic.
I know.
Because I can bring the heat.
Yeah.
With a box of two boxes of cookies.
I'm going to have to bring this up.
All right, Nick, to your question, though, what I would rebuttal is, if that's player on player, may go water under the bridge, right? Could both guys could be at fault. But because he's disrespecting authority, because if the Cavaliers are trying to make a statement that, look, you guys can pull your crap and shenanigans amongst the players, but if you're going to throw stuff and maybe say something to a guy that's a quote-unquote coach, that's where they'll draw the line, and that's probably why the suspension was involved.
Yeah, I feel like the one-game thing is normal. I expected it to be a one-game suspension. I just don't think it's fair.
A lot of money.
That is a lot of money. And look, you're talking about J.R. Smith, who averages 8 points a game anyway.
I'm not sure it's not going to make a difference in that game. But I think from the standpoint of because he re-upped to a big deal, making more than $10 million a year, it's a pretty big deal, a game check. It's a lot of money.
It is a lot of money. No doubt about that.
Because like you think back to it. When Vernon Maxwell got into it with Carl Herrera, he threw a weight at him. In the weight room. Now, that could do some serious damage. Now you're talking about something that might be taken a little more seriously because that could be actually criminal charges could be used for a weapon that could do damage. I don't think soup is going to do the damage.
No. I mean, it might burn you.
That's like the Seinfeld thing where you get the hot coffee, spill it on your lap, and you want to sue them because the coffee was too hot.
Yeah, who was that? That was that was an actual thing that happened.
After that, McDonald's it was, but lady. Seinfeld, I thought, made fun of it.
Oh, did he?
Yeah.
It did happen, but there's a big misconception. She initially only wanted her medical bills paid, which was only like $800 or $900 at the time, and they wouldn't do that. Instead, they got a lawsuit.
But now Starbucks and McDonald's and all that had to put little like disclaimers on their
Absolutely.
Coffee cups and everything about we're not responsible for the contents of this cup.
That's just silly.
It is. All right, we're at the halfway point. Still got a half of the show to go. 90 in the rear view and 90 still in the windshield ready to look at us and go head-to-head. If there's something to get off your chest that you've got on your mind, 713-780-3776, HRNP listener line. You can call, you can text, you can hit us up on Twitter. Clarence and Michael, we see you. We'll get to you. Don't go anywhere. Usual Suspects, ESPN 97.5.
Check it. Come experience what 25 years of perfection tastes like at Saltgrass Steakhouse. Proud sponsors of the ESPN 97.5 app. Download it today. This is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Powered by Infuse Energy. Infuse energy into your life. Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
Hey, second half. About to get underway. Usual Suspects right here on an FBF Friday. It is Nick. It is Barry. It is Joel. We've had Charlie Polillo. If you missed it, go catch it on the podcast. Talking about a lot of things, including the local broadcast call with Craig Ackerman and Matt Bullard of the Harden move the other night. talking about J.R. Smith, talking about soup, talking about the Cavs, talking about LeBron's move between the legs.
I just want to say I'm really proud of everyone for not making a no soup for you joke.
Yeah, because I was waiting on it.
I would be so pissed.
A lot of people have done that as you guys, well today.
You guys know I have high standards for jokes on this show. Not that I live up to them myself, but I do have some standards, and I want to thank you guys for adhering to those standards at least.
All right, so with that being said, Michael, he's been waiting a while, wants to get in here on the Craig Ackerman call. Michael, what's up?
What's going on, guys? USA Mike, what's going on? What's going on?
What's up, man?
Hey, I got 2 points for you. One to let you know why J.R. Smith only got one game suspension. Probably because of the way he's shooting. Probably didn't hit the coach, so it was thrown at. So that's why he got the one game suspension.
That's fantastic.
And second, Barry, the audio on that call from Craig, man, doesn't do it justice. And I think the reason he says it so many times is because he's waiting on that shot to go down. Because if he's, you know, saying, you know, man down, you know, it doesn't come across clean if he misses the shot. And that's all I wanted to give y'all today.
Dude, USA Mike, that's a great call.
Great call.
Yeah.
It's missing the visual, no question. It's the fact that you don't have the visual takes a little bit of the impact out of the calls, is what I should say.
That's a technicality that could be. He's absolutely right.
Okay. Yeah. I could see that too.
Yeah.
Where live with it going, it feels
now,
so
where
much
are
better.
You, where are you? And we really didn't touch on this yesterday, Nick, but where are you guys on the fact that then after the play is over, I get it, and especially on the local side, you play it a little bit more, but ESPN, basically their whole halftime show, they ran it like 15 times. I'm like, okay.
Who did? ESPN?
ESPN, yeah. And the local. I get the local will do it, but ESPN to run it that many times, I was like, that's overkill.
Yeah.
Yeah. I felt like it was overkill on Twitter, honestly. But tweeted one of them, but it kind of lingered over the night until the next morning and next afternoon as well. So.
Even LeBron's move last night was making the rounds pretty quick.
Of course.
All over the place.
Of course.
Do you think you should have did you see the Clarkson Jordan Clarkson got ejected out of the game against the 76ers.
I was telling Barry about it in the break because he missed it. But the game's over. There's 12 seconds left.
Yeah.
Sixers are, you know, the Cavs aren't playing any defense. But the Sixers are, again, we've talked about this in the past, unwritten rules of basketball.
Well, who's winning, first of all? Because I have no idea.
Cavaliers are down 9.
Okay.
All right. And Dario Saric has the ball. And they're kind of running like a soft break. But there's less than 12 seconds on the clock.
Yeah.
Sarge decides to go up and softly dunk it through. And, you know, the unwritten rule is
you should just
sit there and run the clock out, maybe high-five Harden's mom.
Yeah, Chris Paul.
Instead, he dunks it. So Clarkson gets the ball out of the basket and takes a two-handed chest pass and rifles one off the number on the back of his jersey.
Okay.
And then both benches kind of clear and everybody's yapping and Clarkson gets thrown out and C-Webb goes crazy on the TNT broadcast, lambasting the Cavs, going, you know what? Don't be fake tough wanting to fight now, acting like it matters. If it mattered to you then, it should have mattered with 3.5 to go in the third quarter and try to do something about it.
I just don't feel like the lead was big enough. I know there was 12 seconds left in the game, but I don't know if the lead was that big. Yeah, probably there was no way they were going to come back, but I don't feel like the lead was big enough. But the bigger point is, and it's in the link that you sent me, the video, no one is... At least I didn't hear anybody talk about LeBron kind of pushing, nudging the ref. How come he didn't get ejected?
Just nudge him. I mean, he did like
he
an arm
got
bar
ejected.
Lock on it. And I've seen some people on social media today say anybody else would be facing a multiple game suspension
exactly
for what he did.
But LeBron pushes the ref, and the ref was just cool about it for whatever reason. And it wasn't a shove, but it was still a big enough of a nudge, in my opinion, that warranted a suspension or at least an ejection. And he didn't get that. I think they both should have been at least ejected at the end of the game.
I miss all the good stuff. I hate that.
It was my...
So there was a 9-point lead when he dunked the ball, making it 11?
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
I'm kind of with you.
Now, here's the thing, Nick.
And it
I
wasn't
would normally
like a,
say, come on, man.
It wasn't
9 points
like in
with
your
the
face.
Ball,
or...
That's big enough. But last night in college basketball, there was a 4-point game with a second to go, and Virginia came back and won the game.
Yeah.
So it's 4, I get. 9 with less than 12 seconds...
Kind of tough. It's tough.
Well,
no question.
How many points did Tracy McGrady score? 13 points?
13 and 34.
Yeah. Do the math. It can happen. Real quick, because I know we got to take Clarence's call before we go to break, but I wanted to give a shout out to Christian Gonzalez. He tweeted to us and said, so far I've lost 35 pounds while on the ESPN 97.5 Usual Suspects Weight Loss Challenge. Let's keep it going. Christian, dude, congratulations.
No doubt.
That is badass, man. I am like the results that are coming in from listeners like Christian. I'm just kicking. And by the way, I do want to thank again the people that made it all possible. C-Force Water, yep. HealthyGourmet.com, and Houston Family Nutrition, because they're the ones that sponsor the challenge. So if you're in it, make sure you support those guys, man. They're the ones that made all of this possible. So good for you, Christian, man. Congratulations on that.
No doubt. And we need more of those. We asked for them the other day, but look, there's a ton of you guys that are doing this thing. A lot are following everything on Facebook, on the Usual Suspects Weight Loss Challenge page, but we love to hear the stories, and it's motivational to us.
It's so funny, too, because I'm looking, and then Broderick just tweets me and says, by the way, Barry, I'm addicted, and he's at CNI. He's at Cowboys and Indians eating the Himalayan Heat Burger right now. I tell you, man, when I do these reads, y'all think I'm lying about listeners that go and love this food?
Yeah.
It's legit. Look at that burger, dude. This looks so good.
Yeah, it does.
God, I want...
Ed Molloy is the referee, by the way. He's my least favorite referee in the history of the NBA.
Is he known to be a patient guy? Or
no, he's known to be an a-hole.
Oh.
But he took it from LeBron.
You know who he is? He is the new version of Joey Crawford. He likes to be real showmanship-like.
Spotlight guy.
Yeah, exactly. Bring the attention to me kind of guy. But still, LeBron has no business laying hands on him. You remember with the headbutt earlier this year with Sean Livingston that got both the referee and Sean Livingston suspended.
Yep.
So Ed Molloy shouldn't be referees take for granted a lot of times when they're trying to break up a fight that they can go and shove a player. That can sometimes start some things too. So there is something there. But we've talked unwritten rules in baseball and stuff like that before. I gave Chris Webber some credit though for saying, look, Cavs, if you want to really care about it, like this is a big deal to you now and now you want to start having beef, you should have had beef in the third quarter when you probably could have done some things to try and stay more competitive because the Cavs looked awful last night.
But do you say that if they're – because remember when Chris Paul made the layup? What was the spread there? It was up there, right? It was like 18, 20.
I'm trying to remember what game that was.
I remember he comes down the middle of the lane and makes the layup, and then Damian Lillard walked over and tried
Portland
to slap
game.
The
right,
ball
right,
out
right,
of his
right,
hand
right,
and
yep.
said, what was that?
Yep.
They were up by quite a bit. I mean, they were up by 14, 16,
well,
somewhere in
over.
There. Yeah. Now, do you say the same thing there? Do you say, hey, don't get mad, Damian Lillard. You guys should have cared about it when you let him get out to a 20-point lead in the first half. I mean, you have to be careful if you're going to say that because then the situation, you have to say the same thing to Damian Lillard, right?
It's still rubbing it in, but I think if people are going to make a big stink about it to get technicals, get thrown out, because the other thing is, now you're taking a hit financially and you're trying to...
You're probably going to miss a game.
Yeah, I don't think he'll get suspended.
No?
But he might because he threw the ball. And it made contact with the player. But overall, putting all that on the line when the game's already decided, you know, I'm not sure if it's worthy of all that. But yeah, I would say the same thing to Damian Lillard. You guys should have probably cared a little bit more when it was still, a decidable game.
Yeah.
Before we go to break, you want to get Clarence in here real quick?
Yeah, I don't want him to wait any longer. I know we're proud of having the longest wait times in the history of radio. But
Clarence, you've been on hold for an hour. What's up?
What up, guys? How's it going?
What's up, man?
Nothing much. Relax. You know, about that call for Harden, it would have been a lot much better if he would have actually crossed him up and not pushed off. Like, crossed him up Allen Iverson style. Like, just break him down and cross him up and then stood back and watched him. I mean, ESPN took the whole thing out of proportion. We're replaying it repeatedly and repeatedly. I mean, if he would have never pushed off, it would have been a great call. And another thing about J.R. Smith and the soup, I don't care what kind of soup you're throwing. It happened after practice, so it's likely that the soup is hot. You should have got more than one game and a fine for throwing soup at somebody. If it's a brothy soup, that's second-degree burns right there if it's hot.
Oh, that's serious.
But here's
business.
The thing. It's the team suspending him, and they need him because they're not playing great right now, so I don't think they're giving him more than one game. They probably were pained enough giving him one.
Yeah.
Who needs a player who can't hit a shot with a trash? I can't remember the last time he actually hit a shot.
I can't. He was falling out of bounds behind the backboard, slipped on some warm-ups, but I think that was like 6 games ago. I don't know. He's
exactly.
been a little bit of a slump.
Eight-the-game type player. I mean, they don't need him. Clearly, they didn't need him last night because he wouldn't actually help. They were just horrible last night.
All right, buddy, your phone's going in and out, but we appreciate you checking in, Clarence. Have a great weekend. We'll come back with a whole lot more. If there's something you want to talk about, hit us up. 713-780-3776 or hit us on Twitter. It's Usual Suspects, ESPN 97.5.
Now, ESPN 97.5.
We'll be right back after this break.
This is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Powered by Infuse Energy. Infuse energy into your life. Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
Hey, I do want to get this out there. And a lot of people that kind of know people and know Matt Bullard know this, but there was a travesty at the Central Michigan University campus today. And according to ESPN, their game tonight has been postponed against Western Michigan. But the crux of it is Central Michigan University police said two people were fatally shot in one of the dormitories on campus. Matt Bullard's son, AJ, is a freshman on the basketball team there. And thankfully, he tweeted, AJ's okay. And they're all still on lockdown in the dorms. This stuff's getting out of hand, man. It's just nuts.
It's getting crazy, and I don't want to turn this into a...
I don't either, but I'm just saying...
A gun control debate?
Kid 19, they had him in custody last night on a drug-related incident. He got... For whatever reason, he was released. They now are still
trying to... Did they say what gun he used, first of all? Did they say what he used?
They said the suspect is Eric Davis Jr., approximately 19 years old.
He was wearing
a dark hoodie at the time of the alleged shooting. He fled on foot. They found that clothing near a railroad track. They still have yet to get him. He was reportedly released from the hospital Friday morning after the disturbance the night before, and then shortly before the shooting occurred at 8:30 a.m., he had just gotten out of the hospital.
What's Central Michigan?
Central Michigan University?
Yeah.
What do you mean? What's their?
Is that the? No. I'm saying that's what you were.
CMU.
Yeah.
And I'm reading
that's
it on ESPN. Yes, it happened on the campus.
Because I'm just trying to see if they mentioned what he used.
The report I got on ESPN, they're not giving a weapon.
Okay. Because I don't want to turn the show over to a gun control debate, but I just we have to do something, and we guard our money with armed guards. Maybe we could guard our kids. I don't know what the answer is. And please don't call. Please don't. There's got to be something that this country can come together and do that satisfies both sides of the aisle. I just feel like there's a solution out there, and we should have enough smart people in this country to figure it out.
No, I'm with you.
So, gosh, that's just so scary. I can't imagine.
Can you mean a parent? Being a parent and your kids away from school away from home for the first time? And then you hear it's going on, and you're just sitting by the phone. All you can do is helplessly wait and hope you get a call or a text that says I'm okay.
God, man, no, that's terrifying.
Yeah, I can't even imagine. Like, you know, and obviously with a kid growing up, someday soon she'll be at. She goes to a school now.
Yeah,
but if she goes to a school,
dude, they said that they made backpacks out of like Kevlar. There's bulletproof backpacks. Backpacks.
Oh, that's a terrible sign if they're going that far.
And that they're sold out. The kids are buying bulletproof backpacks. I saw one thing on Facebook. They posted it in this Facebook group, which, by the way, man, I've been trolling them so hard in my neighborhood. God, they hate me. I think every neighbor in my neighborhood hates me.
Drive around like, that's the guy there, that house.
That's Laminack's house.
The pink shutters.
Let's egg it with the pink shutters.
That's the guy that busted everybody's chops at the bingo.
Why the hell would I have pink shutters?
You seem like a pink shutter type of guy.
Do I?
Not on the farm.
Not
on the farm.
They said, and this was actually sad, as they said that one lady is sending doorstops to school with her kids in their backpack. Those little rubber triangle-shaped doorstops.
Yeah.
That if something breaks out, you just put the doorstop in the door, close the door to the classroom, put the doorstop in there, and the door can't open. And the thought process is if it's not just an easy entry, they're not going to sit there, waste time trying to kick that. They just move on.
It's probably true.
Because it slows them
down. I'm okay with that.
Yeah. That's just...
I mean, if it's getting this hectic.
I bring that up to say, could you imagine having to sit down and say, and educate your kids on what to do if there's an active shooter at their school? Like, all right, we got to get you a bulletproof backpack. We've got to give you these doorstops. We've got to train you on the best places to hide.
Educate them all you want. Everybody reacts to fear differently, especially kids.
Yeah.
So, I don't know what I would do if I was 50. I would just run. I might run in the wrong direction. I'd be so scared.
By the way, I'm deleting all of the gun control tweets on both sides.
You knew it was going to start coming in.
Yeah, I'm not going to start reading them and having debates. So if you're sending me one, you're wasting your time.
Yeah, It's not a good deal, no matter what way you look at it. And at the same, because the kids didn't do anything. The kids are just, they're innocent, and they're getting targeted, and it's just a bad deal.
And so you said he did hear from his son?
He did hear from his son, and he tweeted it out that he is on lockdown in the dorm, but that he is okay.
Thank God.
Yeah, so, you know, there's a lot of people out there that have a lot of concerns, and rightly so, a lot of parents, because when they turn their kid over to a school at the start of the day, they're not expecting that if they go through what you said about Kevlar backpacks and having a doorstop in your backpack that doesn't set off a radar but could stop a gunman from going through a classroom door.
Scary times, man. USA Mike texted the show. He said, damn it, now there's unwritten rules in basketball too? It's hard enough to keep up with all the baseball unwritten rules, and now you can't even score in basketball?
It's true.
Yeah.
Can't high-five a guy, one of your teammates' moms either.
Well, that I get.
But, I mean, the referee called it.
Yeah. But, yeah, I think there's unwritten rules in every sport.
That's a written rule, really, technically.
Oh, that is technically, that's a written rule, right?
Yeah. I was going to say, but I think there's unwritten rules in every sport, right? It's just, I do agree, the unwritten rule book in baseball is really thick compared to some of the other.
What would be unwritten rules in football? That's a little more difficult.
No.
Still running up the scores type stuff?
Yeah.
Right?
You've seen it. I mean, you think about that. Running up the score in any sport is an unwritten rule. And you've seen even, like, the Patriots and stuff kind of back off.
Or Philly. If you're up 30 points and your receiver goes across the middle, the guy's not going to tee off on him.
Or you're up 30 points and the team, you scored again, now you're up 30, you kick off. They fumble at the 2-yard line with 30 seconds to go.
Right.
You don't call, you're not out there trying to score. You kneel down, you know what I mean? That's the unwritten rule. On occasion, teams will run up the score, especially in college back with the computers were deciding who the national champions were. Margin of victory was part of the equation. So teams were like, hey,
I'm sorry,
I've got a score on you with 2 seconds left and I'm up 50, but I got to get my margins of victory as high as I can get them. So you're just going to have to eat this one. So, there are definitely unwritten rules in every sport. Curling? I mean, I don't know what the...
You got to have a porn stash and a flat visor?
Did you see the thing on Fake Sports Center where they said that the U.S. men's curling team just looks like a bunch of dudes who were trying to just get out of the house and get away from their wives for the evening? Ended up in a curling match winning
gold?
Pretty
accurate, actually.
They do. They just look like average-ass dudes. You know, they're like, yeah, I'm an Olympian, baby.
I'm not trying to get anything out of this, but if I go to the bar with this T-shirt that's two sizes too small, I look pretty hot.
Do you think that they use any of the condoms in the village? Those four?
Yeah, to clean their curling brushes? I don't know.
Something. I don't know. And then I saw this. Did you guys see this where the Simpsons predicted that? Have you ever seen that Simpsons thing?
I did see that.
Where they talk about the Simpsons predicted the future, like in so many different... They predicted Trump would be president. There was all these different predictions that were in a Simpsons show that have come true.
I did see that.
And then they went back and showed that they had one in one of the shows. I guess Homer was on a curling team, and the USA won curling gold and beat Sweden. It's like, how do they – that's scary. Now I'm starting to think that those guys that keep saying they're back from the future and warning us about robots and computers aren't – or maybe they're just Simpsons writers. Maybe they know. I don't know.
Have you seen some of these robots lately? I'd be a little scared too. Now they can run up to doors and open them. And then on the Today Show, they had one that's like, I forget how many tons, but it's literally like a big, what do you call the Transformers?
Uh-huh.
But a guy sits in it like you sit in a crane. And whatever your arm does, the big arms do, and it can like move things.
Isn't that a movie where they were like warriors? And they were fighting in these machines. And
you're not going to get texts and tweets about what the name of that movie
was. I think
that was
a movie.
But it's crazy.
Like Pacific Rim? Or no, maybe that wasn't.
It was a porn movie.
So Hawaiian. Yes. Hawaiian porn. Nice. Thank you for that lead in. All right, guys. I want to tell you about Healthy Gourmet Your Way. If you want to eat healthy, you want to lose weight, you want to eat right, but maybe you don't want the work involved in meal prep. Maybe you don't want to have to sit there and cook dinner and suppers and lunches and breakfasts all week and to have them all week and sit there, cook all weekend long, have to do all the dishes, have to put all the food up, do the food prep. Man, HealthyGourmet.com is the way to go. Log on to HealthyGourmet.com. Start ordering your meals. If you get them in by Tuesday, if you would have done this by Tuesday at midnight, you'd have your food today. They would be ready for you. You throw them in the refrigerator. And then next week, as you go to work, you just grab your meals. You pop them in the microwave for 2.5 minutes. You're done. You peel off the film that's on the top to kind of protect the food. It heats it by steam, so it tastes good, too. And then you're done. You throw the package away. No mess, no fuss, no prep, no dishes. It's easy, and it's good. It's good food. It's delicious. And it fills you up. And I know, man, I know if you're out there trying to lose weight and you're trying to diet, and some of these meals, they don't fill you up. Healthy Gourmet your way. Add a banana or a piece of fruit to the meal, and I promise you, you'll only need to eat one of them. They have different ways you can customize the meal. So if you need like a vegan plan, or if you want to add extra carbs, maybe you're working out and need the extra carbs, or you want to go paleo. Whatever your diet needs are, Healthy Gourmet will let you customize your meals online. You put them all together in your shopping cart, you check out, and then, best part, they deliver them to your door. You don't even have to leave the house to eat well and lose weight. Log on today and get started, healthygourmet.com. If you log on and enter promo code ESPN975, it's ESPN975, you'll save 10% off your order. And yes, you can use that promo code every week. Then you get the order $99 or more, and they'll ship it for free. It's easy, it's affordable, it's convenient, no commitments, no minimum orders. Log on, lose weight, it's healthygourmet.com.
Well, hello.
To call into the HRNP listener line, dial 713-780-ESPN.
Dial the phone.
Looking to outsource your company's HR and payroll? Get the top initiative and smart solutions with HRP.net.
Leagues Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning Leagues Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting 3 matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the Crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and León starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. Leagues Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.
At Emory University, we believe in those with the ambition to achieve, the passion to learn, and the optimism to see the possibilities ahead. Founded on a belief that the wise heart seeks knowledge, an Emory education combines experiential learning in Atlanta and beyond with unrivaled collaboration and discovery, all to prepare you for a world that needs your leadership. Learn more at emory.edu.